AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Biden administration says Russia's abruptly postponed the scheduled resumption of arms control talks this week. A commission was supposed to be hammering out details of U.S. and Russian inspections of each other's military sites under the terms of the new START treaty. John Kirby's with the National Security Council.
It's supposed to start tomorrow, and we were very much looking forward to that because we continue to believe in the importance of new START. We haven't received a real solid answer from the Russians as to why.
He's also denounced the Russian president for continued attacks on Ukrainian civilians. In Buffalo, New York, the 19-year-old gunman who admits to killing 10 black people in a supermarket this past spring has entered a guilty plea, Rochelle Adler reports.
This case is a poster child for swift justice.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn, carried by WKBW, after the white gunman pleaded guilty.
While justice has been accomplished, nothing will ever bring back the 10 beautiful people who lost their lives on that day.
Attorney Ben Crump, who represents some of the victims' families on a very difficult day.
It was just gut-wrenching.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The suspect in a triple homicide in Southern California, killed in a shootout with police, is believed to have driven cross-country to meet up with a teenage girl. He was a Virginia State Trooper. Now he's accused of killing the girl's mother and grandparents and then setting the family's home on fire in Riverside. A former U.S. Border Patrol agent on trial, Juan David Ortiz, confessed to killing four sex workers in South Texas in 2018. He told authorities he wanted to clean up the streets of his hometown. This is Cyber Monday. Online traffic is brisk for holiday shopping, but some analysts think that spending could be flat or even lower than last year. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song! on.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The case of a Milwaukee elections official who asked for false military absentee ballots is raising questions if Wisconsin should change the way it makes people on active duty ask for absentee ballots online. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is talking about requiring military voters to use their common access card to verify who they are. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets this week to certify the November 8th vote. Local election officials finished their count last week. Once the ballots are certified Wednesday morning, we'll have an official number for voter turnout. In sports, Philadelphia beat the Packers last night, the Bucks beat Dallas, and Luke Fickell is introduced today as the Badgers' new football coach. Coverage at 4 on the Devil's Advocates. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Here, it's been something of an extended break for this team. Dom, I gotta warn you, Coach. I'm playing hurt. I got some sort of non-COVID respiratory thing going on here.
Well, don't worry about it. Just rub some dirt on it and give 110%. We'll be fine.
We will. By the way, if you missed hour one, and who amongst us missed hour one? But if you did, the Wisconsin Badgers named their new head football coach and introduced him. We introduced you to our fair audience, head coach Luke Fickell, and he is the Badgers' new $6.5 million man. So congratulations, Coach. I guess he's buying. If you see him out, have him buy the beers. He's got a little extra scratch.
The highest publicly public paid servant in the state of Wisconsin. Easily. So easily. He works for us. Crudy, you can run on that field naked if you want. He works for you.
Again? You know, I haven't seen that since Ron Dean set the, I believe, the NCAA all-time rushing record against Iowa. I was in the upper deck. And he goes out there and he blasts off like a 27, 37-yard run. It was clear he had broken the record. And he gets tackled. And the crowd's going nuts. And a naked guy comes streaking out the opposite direction. And if I'd have been one of the Iowa players that day, I might have blasted that guy because they couldn't tackle Ron Dean. But that kid ran out there, did a Heisman pose, and then ran to the end zone, put his hands behind his back, and peacefully got arrested. Like, you know, like he knew what was coming down. Well, we'll talk about perhaps the ongoing criminal accusations against the former president, Donald Trump. You know who's laying the newest ones, Dom?
It never stops, man.
Former chief of staff, John Kelly. But before we get there, let me tell you about a guy I found over the course of the weekend. You know how I used to make fun of Scott Walker for many different reasons, the former rejuvenator of
always
Wisconsin?
Deservedly so.
But occasionally for his looks, not just his bad hair, but also he kind of has that Marty Feldman eye. He's got that wanderer. You know, so does this guy. And this guy is the Mac House guy, the guy that the Mac shop. Oh, how could I get that wrong? This is the guy that turned the Hunter Biden laptop over to Republicans. And apparently, Dom, he's considering testimony to the newly controlled GOP House. Although, you know, are they going to have a speaker? Are they actually going to have committee assignments? Who gets to make the committee assignments if you can't decide on a speaker? And I saw over the course of the weekend, Kevin McCarthy had lost about five of the Republicans, can't even afford to lose three, so he's screwed. But anyways, assuming eventually they have committee
assignments, at some point, at some time, Republicans will try to govern and investigate the Bidens.
There's no governance here.
My bad.
More likely to shut the government down.
Oversight is part of governance, Crudy. Just ask the Republicans. They'll tell you.
Oversight of your political enemy's son, that guy. Yeah. So anyways, let me tell you about this Marty Feldman-eyed repair guy. The Hunter Biden laptop repairman has set some conditions for testimony to a GOP house. Dom, you set conditions once upon a time with the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Two Mason Jarsa M&Ms, one green.
One plane. Both green. One plane, one peanut I have yet to receive. And with the interest compounding twice daily at 100%, there's a lot of M&Ms the state of Wisconsin owes me.
That's a lot of big. Good thing they got a surplus, Dom. So anyways, let me tell you about old Crazy Eyes. Computer repair shop owner John Paul Mac Isaac, a four-namer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one step beyond serial killer. John Paul Mac Isaac said on Monday that he would agree to participate in congressional hearings into President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, but only if he's allowed to wear a kilt. And you realize the traditional way to wear a kilt is sans skivvies, Dom. You go freeballing it.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's a lot of kilt wearers, man. I mean, I dig the kilts. I'm not a fan. I wouldn't wear them, but I get it.
I told you about the time I interviewed Brett Favre from about knee level. He was wearing a towel, very similar to the kilt effect.
Don't look down.
Here's what the Newsmax host, Sean Kreisman, told Isaac. There would be subpoenas. There would be an inquiry. If you were subpoenaed or asked to participate in an inquiry to say, hey, John Paul Mac Isaac.
Hey, wait, what's his name?
John Paul Mac Isaac. I mean, that sounds like half the crew of the Love Boat. John Paul Mac Isaac, what do you know? What can you tell us about what you found on this laptop? Would you respond yes? Would you be willing to go along with this committee under oath and answer questions from that committee? Isaac said that he had made previous attempts to work with Congress. I have made working with members of Congress over the past 5-6 months to make sure that they have the resources, that they have my side of the story, and I've also offer to continue that level of support if they want me to come and testify. I have only one condition. I get to wear my kilt. Is it a little harder to take a guy, like if that was your precondition for appearing on the air with me every day? Okay, Crudy, but I get to wear my kilt.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you can tell a guy he can't wear a kilt. I mean, can you? Can you enforce some sort of dress code if you're required me to testify? All I got are kilts.
A religious thing? This literally is a... You know, there have been some wardrobe issues before where judges have remanded defendants and others to dress differently. I believe my cousin Vinny's the latest example I can point to in terms of precedent.
You see at festivals here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, during the summer, and depending on what's going on, I literally see people walking around with kilts, and usually it's around what, Irish Fest or something like that, right? Usually there's an occasion, but there's a chunk of the population.
Oh man, it's Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's one of the 10 drunkest counties in America. Really need to be an occasion to walk around drunk and wear a kilt?
I mean, wearing a kilt? No, I mean literally, and while I appreciate and I get it, the guy does, you know, look a little strange, whatever, but it's so what?
But that's their star witness. You realize that, right? The kilt guy.
You understand wearing a kilt doesn't make you any less of any more or less. Yeah, okay, Crudy. If I were to tell you, Crudy, I wear a nightie, a negligee at night, would you take me any less seriously?
If you showed up for congressional testimony and that negligee, Dom, you know, something off the shoulder, sexy, well, I might look at you a little differently.
Yes.
But
yes.
I would.
But if I'm under oath, it doesn't matter what they're wearing. I mean, really, dude.
So, wardrobes be damned. I mean, just because we work in radio doesn't mean there's not a standard. Come on. There should be a standard in life. You should have to wear, at least publicly.
Really? Should I have underwear. To wear the white powdered wig like they used to wear back in the day? Or should I wear, you know, what's the standard? Standards change.
Are you playing
man?
P. Dominic Salvia Esquire in this circumstance, this yeah, hypothetical? Because then I want the powdery beard.
My dress and how I decide to attire myself does not take away from whether or not I have legitimate things to say. Nor should my dress take away or give you the impression that for some reason I am not a serious person. It is those exact stereotypes and assumptions that are very problematic. So if the guy wants to wear a kilt, so what? Tell me how it matters. How is wearing a kilt in front of the Republican committee going to what? If you're concerned about making Congress look bad, I'm sure the Republican committee will do a fine job of that.
Dom, I'm just going to lay it out for you visually. Just think aloud with me for just a minute.
All right.
You're the committee chairman. You're sitting at the dais directly across from the witness station.
Yes.
And he's there, you know, because he's a man. He's going to be wide-kneed, of course.
I mean, perhaps.
He's not going to be crossing at the knees, Tom.
I mean, maybe not. Some people do.
There quite possibly could be a public spectacle here. I mean, there could be stuff falling off the chair. You know what I'm saying?
You ever see Basic Instinct, man? You don't think things can fall off a chair with a woman wearing a short dress? I mean, those things are always there.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Kardashians getting into a limousine with Lindsay Lohan. I'm talking about a guy going and giving congressional testimony. Hell, I'm pretty sure that Vicky Icky McKenna wore underwear when she gave congressional testimony. I'm just saying, that's a standard I would say.
Why would you make that assumption?
Well, that's maybe not a fair...
Am I wearing underwear right now, Crudy?
You? Something small and mesh, I'd be willing to wager. Yeah. 844-967-2789. I don't care how you dress, but there's certain decorum. What are you, the freaking... Who's the guy with the paint on his face and the grand poobah hat, the QAnon shaman that showed up? Is that acceptable dress? Is that okay if you sat there and gave congressional testimony in the QAnon shaman outfit?
How do you feel about neck tattoos? Is that okay? Should you give testimony? Because was it Michael Fanone, the police officer who was tased and had a heart attack? That dude's all tatted up. Now we're going to talk about standards, Crudy. What do you think about neck tattoos?
You know, that is a touchy subject.
Well, why? Tell me, because you know why? Because you're not used to neck tattoos. But well, they're much more common now.
Unless you play the NBA, tattoos. You know, I don't think you... Although I've seen the women with the little tiny one behind their ear or something. That could be cute. But I'm not a big believer in the above-the-neck tattoo. No, you're right.
I get that. But that doesn't mean it takes away from a person's dignity, humanity, or whether or not they have something legitimate to say. Because I wear a certain cloth, because I wear a hat, because I have a tattoo, do you think any of those things take away from my ability to present my thoughts and my feelings and to represent myself as a citizen of this country?
Unless you play in a rock band AC/DC, man, you better show up in some pants. Yes, you will be judged if you show up sans skivvies in a kilt with one eye looking over there and one eye looking over there like you're Scott Walker or something. And I am supposed to take your testimony about the drug-addled son of the president seriously? You're my expert? You're my star witness?
Okay, Boomer. Let me tell you something. Most of the people that are convicted of crimes are wearing a tie and a suit when it happens. So what are you telling me, man?
Only if they have good criminal defense. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's Monday. It's been a while. A little raspy. You know, help me out. Help me through. 844-967-2789 and the newest criminality of Donald Trump. We'll get there, I promise.
for today?
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
In a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to get to the newest accusations of Trump criminality. I'm trying to hold the audience a little bit longer, you know, because I know you really didn't prepare yourself. Long weekend, too much turkey, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a little projection there, Crudy.
Well, maybe. You know, I was at that loser of a Badger game on Saturday.
I was in Detroit, so yeah.
Dom, I've been leaving it out there for you before we get to Trump. The newest candidate for RNC chair, it's your friend and mine. Who is it, Dom? And why should we all consider supporting him for RNC chair?
Crudy, the Raw Story reporting, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell confirmed on Monday that he is 100% running against Ron McDaniel to be Republican National Committee Chair because the party's handling of donations was almost illegal.
Almost during
an interview with Bannon, Lindell said that he had done his due diligence and prayed about a run against McDaniel. Here's what he said: "With all my due diligence and in prayer, I am 100% running for the RNC chairman against Ron McDaniel. 100%. I'm all in, Steve." Lindell complained that the RNC had collected millions in donations under the guise of election integrity. Another quote: "They certainly didn't put it behind candidates that wanted to change our election processes. Those candidates got ignored. You know, your Kerry Lakes, your Mark Finchmans, your Matt DiPernos in Michigan. These candidates got ignored in more ways than one."
I had heard of Kerry Lake, but, you know, a couple of these are a little fuzzy, and I do this for a living, Dom.
They were ignored by the voters. He continues, "There were no congratulations to some of these candidates," Lindell continued. "When you don't bother, when you turn an eye, when you collect money, Steve, I think it's almost illegal. I think what they did, they collected money. The RNC collects money, and then they don't do anything with the election integrity crime." So Mike Lindell guarantees you 100% he's running for the RNC chairman against McDaniel, which means to me, Crudy, he's absolutely not running. Because this guy's been promising the big secret for like it's like Trump's infrastructure week or his new healthcare plan coming in 2 weeks. "Oh, I got all the evidence. I just got to tune in to my special podcast, pay $8, and maybe I'll tell you." So no, I mean, he says,
"Come
it,
on, man.
I don't believe it."
But he's got to wear a kilt before you believe him.
Well, I mean,
he said he prayed on it.
He did his
due diligence.
Right. He has zero credibility, man. No, I would take that action all day long. No, he's not running against RNC chairwoman McDaniel, although it would be fun if he did. I don't believe it, because why? Number one, he said it. Number one, he prayed about it. And number two, he said he did his due diligence, and he's 100%, which means, yeah, right.
You don't think Trump's running either. You don't get it with these guys. They're committed sort of people, Dom.
Yeah, these are hucksters that flap their jaws. I mean, how the MyPillow guy came to be even mentioned on our lips in this program? I mean, how? What? The MyPillow guy? Who?
You mean soon to be RNC chairman? Mike Lindell?
I mean, I got to tell you, Kurt, it seems to me, and I could be wrong here, so correct me if I am, the Republican Party's in disarray.
No, you're right. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark. Welcome back, Mark. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's, he said the words, Hunter Biden's laptop. And the only thing I can think there is, the words I respond to there is chain of custody, because how can they possibly use that as any evidence? Because they did not take that from Hunter Biden, you know, like when they took it, you know, to investigate. It was sitting in, you know, sitting in somebody else's back closet, or, you know, so we don't know.
Yeah, well, Mark, I mean, it's a congressional investigation. I don't know if they're really concerned about the chain of custody, as long as they can beat him over the head with it. You know, certainly if they're going to try to charge him with any sort of crimes, that would be an issue, but you can bludgeon someone with it regardless.
Well, I mean, but the response should be is that how, you know, just to go after them on that. I mean, that, you know, these guys are congressmen, and these guys were going to be reciting the Constitution with the protections in the Constitution for protection. And they're claiming, oh, this is a big, you know, that they're always complaining about witch hunt. Well, what could be a bigger witch hunt than going after the president's son? Who obviously, you know, that I'm not convinced he did anything illegal in the first place. You know, unethical, maybe, but what of those guys that are going to be on the committee question him haven't been engaged in questionable ethical activity is how I'd respond. If I was being questioned,
Mark, but
by Hunter Biden, that's what I'd say. I'd say,
fair enough, you know, chain of custody. But there is reporting out there, CBS News, I knew I had seen this very recently, this dropped right around Thanksgiving time. Copy of what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data turned over by the repair shop to the FBI showed no tampering, analysis says. Now, I wouldn't believe it if it was Newsmax or Breitbart or Steve Bannon, but when it's CBS News, I give it a little more credibility.
Well, I'd still say hogwash, because it was out of his custody. How we cannot, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, well, you know, thinking people out there that can manipulate a lot of the stuff in that laptop. He says, I hadn't had this.
Yeah, but if it's real, Mark, it's real. You know what I mean? I'm not alleging any crimes against Hunter Biden. He obviously had a drug issue. He had a hooker issue. And he apparently sought a weapon while he was a known drug addict, which would be a crime under federal law. So, if he is charged with crime, I would suspect as a first-time offender with probably some, you know, well-connected family, he might get a slap on the wrist, he might get a little time in jail. And if he's guilty, then he's guilty.
Well, my understanding, the DOJ is already investigating, number one, the potential tax fraud crimes against Hunter Biden, as well as the weapons charge. So there's already investigation going on in that regard, to my understanding. That being said, sure, but at the end of the day, that computer was not taken by subpoena from Hunter Biden. So, yeah, it could be those things were on there. Could things have been added? You know, how do you know they were not added? If I took your laptop and installed some things, how would you know that would be the case?
Timing, forensic analysis, people smarter than me can figure those things out. Certainly, people smarter than you, but that's a lot of us. Some of us still couldn't figure out the
computer. Go ahead. It still matters, though. It still matters because it did not come directly from Hunter Biden.
Was he supposed to turn it over? I mean, what kind of a dumbass leaves a laptop?
Apparently Hunter Biden does.
Material at the Mac, the Marty Feldman Eye guy's repair shop. Really? Maybe he had this guy. More devils.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA.
A Buffalo mass killer to stay behind bars for life. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. 19 years old Peyton Gendron admitted in court he targeted 10 black victims inside a Buffalo grocery store. District Attorney John Flynn says there's video that tells the story.
In just over 2 minutes, the defendant, with the intent to murder as many African Americans as he could.
Gendron's plea means he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. President Biden's called on Congress to impose a tentative agreement on railroads and unionized workers to avoid a potentially crippling rail shutdown. Did you shop online today? It is Cyber Monday. Our Shelley Adler reports $11.6 billion were expected to be spent.
Adobe's numbers are not adjusted for inflation, and top-line numbers will be boosted by higher prices.
Stocks sank today, the Dow and NASDAQ losing 1.5%. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts is...
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. With the election behind us, we've been able to relax a little bit and talk about matters only slightly less stressful than politics, like our football teams. The Packers are facing a change in quarterbacks, and the Badgers are changing coaches again. But not without some appreciation for the guy who got thrust into the job temporarily.
I've been watching Jim Leonard, you probably have too, since he was a player. He is that story. He's that kid from small town Wisconsin who walks on and just puts his entire heart into it. I don't know what's going to happen with Jim Leonard. I actually ran into him at the Great Dane on Friday night before the game, and it was so cool to be able to say, just thanks for being the person that you are.
Man, look at you, just rubbing elbows with high football society here. Kristen Lyerly also helped us cover the day's headlines, which included giving Donald Trump some free advice. Stop dining with Nazis. Catch us on the radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m. online at upnorthnewswi.com.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a little Peace Frog, a little Monday edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. Evan, lightly screening your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Dom, I hate to linger on anything Hunter Biden. I suspect most of next year we will be following the example of the Democratic war room and basically having to respond to the ongoing ad nauseum investigations of Hunter Biden and his laptop. But here is what I want the audience to know. This is what CBS is reporting. This is the source that I am calling credible. Data from a laptop that the lawyer for the Delaware computer repair shop owner says was left by Hunter Biden in 2019, in which the shop owner later provided to the FBI under subpoena. Just to clarify that point, this was supplied under FBI subpoena, shows no evidence of tampering or fabrication, according to independent review commissioned by CBS News. Brian Del Roca, lawyer for the shop owner, provided to CBS News what he called the exact copy of the laptop data provided to federal investigators nearly 3 years ago. De La Roca said he considers it clean, because it predates versions that were widely circulated by Republican operatives to attack then-candidate Joe Biden before the 2020 presidential. So it's not that anyone didn't put crap on the Hunter Biden laptop, but it wasn't, apparently, the Marty Feldman eye guy, because he gave a clean copy to the FBI under subpoena, and the independent analysis by two cyber investigators from Minneapolis-based Computer Forensic Services found no evidence that the user data had been modified, fabricated, or tampered with, nor did it find any new files originating after April of 19, when store records indicate Biden dropped it off for repair. This digital forensic analysis was undertaken because the laptop data, as well as bank records, are at the center of the looming Republican-led House investigation of the Biden family businesses. So, is there a clean copy? Apparently.
Let's read just a little bit more here, Curdy, from CBSNews.com. Some other versions of the laptop data circulated later appeared to have had data added after April 2019, a sign they could have been tampered with, according to reports in other media outlets, including the Washington Post. In a statement, an attorney for Hunter Biden said, quote, "There have been multiple attempts to hack, infect, distort, and peddle misinformation regarding Mr. Biden's devices and data." The attorney, Christopher Clark, said Hunter Biden's team believes, quote, "there are ongoing efforts to utilize the infected and distorted data to spread disinformation. At no time did any individual have Mr. Biden's consent to access his computer data or share it with others." Well, if you're subpoenaed by the FBI, there's your consent. Clark's statement did not address questions related to the specific data, documents, and personal identification analyzed for CBS News' independent review or Computer Forensics Services finding. Clark also referred CBS to Hunter Biden's recent memoir. You got a question, read his book. After 2 years of scrutiny, the laptop has produced mountains of material about Hunter Biden's personal struggles and his foreign business ventures in Ukraine and with China. It has not produced direct evidence President Biden benefited from his son's business dealing. There is such a vast amount of data that was accumulated over time that is personal in nature. Everything from pictures to personal documents to photographs and text messages and emails. And just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate, said Sean Lanterman, the company's incident response director. Also said the data was accumulated over time in a manner consistent with normal everyday use of a computer. It turned up apparently 120,000 emails, 30,000 text messages, as well as pictures, videos, personal forms of identification, and voicemails from the user data profile. Chief Technology Officer Mark Lanterman said he believes it's clear the data was created by Hunter Biden. I have no doubt in my mind that this data was created by Hunter Biden and that it came from a computer under Mr. Biden's control. So there you go.
That point of clarity, because we try to get it straight for the record. We tell the truth around here, Dom. 844-967-2789. We get it right at least 63% of the time.
64.
Andy from Beaver Dam, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Andy.
Well, you're the authority on UW football.
Hardly, but I got two, lay it on me.
Well, you're on your, and of course, the Batman already gave you that boy on your back for the devil and civic radio, so that's good. Well, I got one quick question and then a quick story. Paul Chryst, did he start out at Mount Horeb?
No.
Being the, well, no, he didn't. Okay.
Not to my knowledge. I believe he... His dad was the coach down at Platteville, I believe. He obviously played for the Badgers, and then I believe played for his dad's team in Platteville. He was like a quarterback turned tight end type of guy. I don't know that Paul played a lot as a player at UW.
No, well, he Alvarez he was mentored under Alvarez, right?
Well, a little bit. Weren't they all? That worked in that athletic department came under the tutelage, at least for the longest period of time, of Barry Alvarez, the athletic director. Chris McIntosh has been in that role since last summer of 21. So obviously Chris McIntosh is putting his own imprint on this program. Paul Chryst, probably a reach when we hired him. He was coming off a very mediocre season at Pittsburgh. I knew he was, well-regarded by the home folks, but a guy that has a hard time communicating is hard to lead a team. I don't care what your team is. It's just give me someone that can speak clearly. Paul Chris played college football at Wisconsin. He lettered as a quarterback and tight end 1986 to 1988. And that would have been about the time Crudy got enticed on at UW. Understand, those were the wing T days, and Paul Chris did not fit that mold.
No.
It went from Dave McClain, and he had the heart attack, and then we got Don Morton in as the coach. You recall that, like, spring of 85?
Right.
Don Morton brought the wing T back to the Big Ten, and, you know, while I was modestly, you know, it was nice to be recruited by Don Morton, briefly-ish, but that was such a horrible football team. Even if I could have made UW's team, like, as a bad walk-on, I couldn't play against the Michigans and Ohio States of the world, man. And apparently, neither could Paul Crest.
No. You guys said his speaking was not, you know, not very quality. Do I have time for another quick Mira Largo story, or should I
lay it on, Sandy? I can give you 1 minute. All right.
I'm going to make this very concise. My medical driver was bringing me back from Madison this afternoon, and he comes up. His 30-something son works for the U.S. Border Patrol, and you know how you can imagine all that burns a guy out after a while. So then he turns around, and there was an opening for the Secret Service. So he's got the Secret Service job working in the cyber security division, you know. But once in a while, they needed a guy to fill in, you know, for doing security. And so this guy was you know, like for a period while somebody was there that needed security at Mar-a-Lago, he was shipped down to Mar-a-Lago to take, you know, watch after Jared Kushner. And he said that the father said that his son spent a fair amount of time on the golf cart chasing alligators out of the swamp or the pool or whatever at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, you know, it's not real funny, but I just thought, holy, you know what? Here's a guy, you know, that exposed to the Trumpster's mansion, and it you got to have a little bit of politics going on a day like today.
Andy,
in spite of the,
we can do a little politics. I got a little more sports for you as well. Paul Crist has a claim to fame that you and I and Dominic cannot claim. Paul Crist scored a touchdown for the Badgers in the 1987 season when he averaged 19 minus 14 yards rushing and -1.3 yards per rush. But he did score a touchdown, baby, on 6 receptions for 87 yards. So, anyways.
Wow.
He played. Well, he got on the field. He scored a touchdown. He lettered twice, so that's better than Dom ever did in any sport.
Come on, I lettered in high school. Oh, I was so young, Andy.
Well, yeah, really, you are a youngster at 51, for God's sake.
Well, but I mean, compared to you old guys, yes.
Here's the good news. He's still got his college eligibility left. He could still play a couple of downs.
It was Alvarez coaching Paul in that for that touchdown year?
No.
In 87?
Don Morton.
No.
Don Morton.
That's right. Alvarez had not arrived on the scene yet.
No, I went to lacrosse in no small part because the Badgers sucked.
Okay. And that's where you start as a player.
No, I didn't even play. I just went up there because the prospect of playing at a really bad college. I mean, lacrosse was great. Here's the problem, Andy. Here, I thought I'd be some small town, average, mediocre, got a lot of grit sort of football player playing at a college like lacrosse, Division III, right? And I had good ACT scores, mediocre grades, but pretty good for a football player, good scores. So I got recruited. Right. To play at a number of the state schools and walk on at UW. But when I got up to lacrosse, there were four all-state linebackers. I didn't even make all-conference, Andy. And two of those linebackers became all-Americans, and one of those linebackers was a starter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mike Maslowski. So compared to the Division III lacrosse Eagles team, I was never going to see the turf, Andy. I couldn't make it on a Division III field. Maybe if I played for Platteville.
Or how about... Right. Or, well, no, Whitewater, you probably have as tough of a time as you would at lacrosse, right?
My fallback school was Eau Claire. Jim Lind was the football coach there. Jim
Eau Claire?
Lind.
Come on, man. Stout. Oh. When in doubt, go to Stout.
Andy,
there you go. Stout.
Jim Lind went on to be the linebacker coach for the Packers. And he could have coached me in college. Then maybe I would have been the Monday Night Football starter for the Kansas City Chiefs, instead of Maslowski, just because he's bigger and stronger and tougher.
Faster. More athletic.
I'm not going to say smarter, but he did make it to the NFL. 844-967-2789. Kind of having fun, reminiscing, Did you ever score a touchdown? High school?
No.
JV?
No.
Freshman?
Nope.
Back of the bus with the cheerleader?
No. Well, yes. I mean, come on, man. I'm a little dude. You know, I was surprised I even played as much as I did, being, 5'6" and a half, and probably back down a $155.
$155.
I could bench press 300 pounds, man. I could bench press almost twice my weight, man. Could you?
Twice my weight? No. I weigh substantially more than you. You know, you've been working out, but I bet I could still throw a couple of plates up.
You'd bust yourself, man. Don't even try.
I might hurt myself, but I'd survive.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth
it. Well, it depends on how much.
It's not like you're getting paid $6.5 million to leave everything on the field, man. You know, like anytime I go and do some fun recreational sports, play a little tennis with Kuchka or, whatever. You do some little CrossFit and some whatever I decide to do.
See, I don't do any of those things with Kuchka.
If I get a little twinge, I'm out, man. I'm done. I'm not playing. Nope, dumb. Call it. I'm out. I'm not playing through the pain. Now try to walk it off, certainly, because, I already did the effort to
walk
start playing.
Got my,
yeah, but if I can't
rub
walk it off, I'm done. I'm going to the bar.
And that's why you're everybody's All-American, Dom. 844-967-2789. If I don't get to it pretty soon, Dom, I'm not going to be able to lay out the unambiguous felony committed, probably, by Donald Trump, accused by his former chief of staff, John Kelly. Should we tease a little bit longer? I know I've been teasing this
we only
for nearly
less
2 hours.
Than a minute, man, you big tease.
According to a report from former assistant U.S. attorney Mitchell Ebner at the Daily Beast, Donald Trump's legal problems may be growing exponentially because there appears to be evidence he attempted to use the IRS to persecute political enemies before he lost re-election.
Of course he did.
Of course he did this, right? At issue, Ebner wrote, are accusations from former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. He used to smile, Dom. Now he doesn't smile.
Not so much anymore.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, that the former president demanded the IRS look into tax returns filed by, among others, former FBI Director James Comey. Just wanted loyalty from him, right, Dom? And former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe fired him one day before his retirement. Are we done? I thought we had a little more time. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Don't be so anxious. Relax. More Devils.
Indians scattered on Don's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's.
And you're... Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495.
He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 35. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 52. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows around 23, cloudy. High of 28 Wednesday, under partly cloudy skies, 33 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers in just a moment. Crudy, but you teased it. Let's get a little bit more of that information out there. Epner, who's writing from the Daily Beast, says that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said that the former president demanded the IRS look into racked tax returns filed by, among others, former FBI Director James Comey and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. According to the legal expert, there is already an investigation by the IRS Inspector General into the suspicious audits of the two FBI officials. Quote, as reported earlier this summer, both Comey and McCabe were subject to highly unusual IRS audits.
Highly unusual,
Yes, certainly highly unusual. I think they called the New York Times reported at the time. This is July of this year. Among tax lawyers, the most invasive type of random audit carried out by the IRS is known as an autopsy without the benefit of death. That kind of audit. Again, the odds of an individual randomly being subjected to this type of audit are similar to being struck by lightning. For both to be the subject of a special audit by happenstance is about as likely as a whale falling from the sky and landing in the middle of a mountain range. So, yeah, of course Trump did it.
And of course, John Kelly, his chief of staff, could provide testimony or perhaps evidence, Dom. Here's sort of some closure on this thought. If Trump made this demand while he was president, that is an unambiguous felony. Section 7217 of Title 26 of the United States Code makes it a crime for the president to request directly or indirectly any officer or employee of the Internal Revenue Service to conduct or terminate an audit or other investigation of any particular taxpayer with respect to the tax liability of such taxpayer, he wrote before adding, based on my training and experience as an assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted tax offenses, I expect that each IRS employee along the chain of command kept detailed notes and records of who ordered them to conduct the audit, who ordered the code red, and on the facts that were cited to support that audit demand. I would not be surprised if each of those IRS employees cooperated with the Department of Justice with all fingers pointing in Trump's direction. He concluded that the nice thing about prosecuting tax crimes is that the crimes are very clearly delineated. Few jurors have any sympathy for people who cheat on their taxes or wrongfully sic the IRS on an individual to carry out a personal vendetta.
It's almost like the former president was using, you know, the powers of the government to prosecute his political enemies. You know, kind of like how they complain about the deep state. Again, the projection from these Republicans is so very, very obvious.
Well, you're just not ready for the Hunter Biden investigations yet, Dom.
That's bring it. I'm so ready for it.
844-967-2789. So ready for your calls. Last ones of the day. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Hi. Hey, well, first of all...
Come on, pep up, man. It's Hunter Monday. Biden. We're back to work.
Yeah, I know. Hunter Biden is not in the administration, never was in the administration, and probably could pass the security check if he did, unlike Trump's kids. But
I'm not sure about that, but go ahead.
Hey, anyway, that's not quite what I was going to talk about. It seems I don't like to spread conspiracy theories, but a funny thing happened. I did a lot of traveling over Thanksgiving, and it seemed like every day when I looked at the gas pumps, the prices went down.
Isn't that interesting?
And I went into the store and picked up some milk. First time I have seen it in months under $3 a gallon. And
milk or, you know, or gasoline?
Both.
Both, actually. Yeah. It just gives me the feeling that maybe some big corporations really didn't want the Democrats to do too well and want to keep everybody screaming about
Jack, like Exxon man, doesn't here, like the Green thing. New Deal.
Jack, I appreciate your perspective, man. I really do. And we got some other callers. I want to get to them. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's that deep. I just think if you are, you know, you're about capitalism, all about making money, the bottom line. If you see an opportunity to raise your prices, like other inflation, you know, political turmoil, I mean, that's what you're expected to do. You're supposed to maximize your profitability, and that's what they're doing. I mean, so did they want one person to win versus the other? I mean, perhaps some companies do, but I guarantee you what they all want is more profit.
Dominic, have you bought a Christmas tree yet? I know you're not very festive or holiday-y.
We have the fake one. I took it out from the attic this weekend.
I went out to a tree farm where I think the prices are about 30% higher this year, and they have less trees to choose from. And I'm like, it's 2 days after Thanksgiving. How can you be out of trees? You know what I mean? I don't know if they're keeping them on the back 40 or something, trying not to show a whole lot of overstock, but it's hard to say you got supply chain issues when the back 40 is where the trees are growing. You know what I mean?
Well, we got enough trees, Crudy. That's what Herschel Walker says.
So what would create a 30% inflationary uptrend in Christmas trees this year, Dom?
I wanted to get that new Oculus. It's like $1,500 from Meta. So I got to raise my prices so I can get more money in my pocket so I can buy a new Oculus.
You know, I'm strongly considering changing my Christmas tradition of going to the same place. I mean, I've seen it go from like 65 to 120 over the course of like 4 years.
Let's get a fake tree, man. I mean, who cares? Why you kill the nice tree? Let's leave the trees,
kill
man. Love the trees.
Tree, man. I love the trees. I love the smell love the of the evergreen. 844-967-2789. Reminds me of that weed we got in college, that pine coney smelling stuff. Wisco Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm trying to think of a law that Trump didn't break while he was in office. It seems to me, you know, it's just amazing. And he's going to run for re-election, and he has support. It's just I could say it was unbelievable, but it is believable because people still support this buffoon. And as far as the Republican Congress, they're not going to do anything. Zero. They don't have any plan for it. It's just, that is also unbelievable.
I told you the plan. Investigate Joe Biden, man. Investigate Hunter Biden. Smear Joe Biden with any sort of stuff you can cast upon him, Paul. That is their governance plan.
Performative politics, Paul. It's going to be a show. We know it's going to be a show, but it's going to be a crap show. Because it's the Republicans. It's going to devolve into them beating each other, beating everybody. It's just going to be the most terrible Congress you could possibly imagine because the Republicans are now in charge of the House.
Well, Mike Lindell will bring stability from his new role as RNC chairman, Dom. He'll smooth it all out.
Yes, yes.
And the Republicans will no longer be in disarray.
Well, Speaker McCarthy, you know, he'll take care of it all. Don't worry about it.
Have a great night. Thanks for listening. More Devils. We'll do it on Tuesday.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.